Project Leo is named after a young autistic boy who went missing in 2014. 3 days later, Leo Walker's body was found in a body of water. It happened in Live Oak, where Buddy Williams leads the city's police department.
We lost the life of a 9-year-old boy, and it could have been prevented. It could have been prevented.
Named after Leo, Williams supported efforts to create a pilot program called Project Leo in Statute. It allows law enforcement to use GPS-like technology to track these kids prone to wandering off. Williams says it's both a cheaper and more efficient lifesaver.
2 minutes, 3 minutes, 5 minutes could save a life. We GPS our phones, our cars, and everything else that's got monetary value. Why can't we do it for our children, our most precious resource?
Lake City Republican Representative Elizabeth Porter, who sponsored the pilot project effort, says she already knows of some successes.
There was this past year an 8-year-old child in Lafayette County, Mayo, who wandered away from his home. And this is a county that only has 8 total sheriff's deputies. And it's a large county, very rural, very wooded. They were able, and he had one of these devices, they were able to find the individual within 15 minutes. He was a quarter mile from home and 200 yards from the Suwannee River. And if any of you know anything about autistic individuals, they are drawn to water, unfortunately, with tragic circumstances.
The Project Leo pilot has run in the following areas: Alachua, Baker, Columbia, as well as Hamilton and Suwannee counties. Now, a new bill by Porter expands that effort statewide.
This bill would expand Project Leo statewide and permits any institution in the state university system to participate in a program that provides these personal aid devices to aid search and rescue efforts for persons with special needs in the case of elopement, which is common for individuals with autism to do. The bill makes the University of Florida responsible for developing criteria for the selection of participants in the project.
The University of Florida Center for Autism and Related Disabilities, or CARD, will actually be responsible for developing criteria for the program. And Porter says CARD officials are already looking into how to make this program more accessible to affected Floridians and law enforcement.
It provides devices and equipment, provides training to deputies, and it creates public awareness materials and social media communications that would be utilized throughout the state in order to promote the availability of these products and the project itself to the individuals and families of individuals who are affected by their children or their relatives that have these autism-related spectrum disorders.
Porter's bill has so far passed the House Criminal Justice Subcommittee and has 2 more committees to go before it heads to the floor. Meanwhile, the Senate version of the bill has not yet had a hearing. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.